Director of the Child Labour Unit in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Mava Zimenez, says the government remains committed to the elimination of all forms of child labour in the country. Mrs. Zimenez says as part of its continued efforts, the ministry has been implementing the National Action Plan to combat human trafficking around some main areas. The plan outlines goals for assisting victims of human trafficking and child labour and increasing awareness of trafficking violations through public education. It also targets law enforcement officials to address the commercial sexual exploitation of children, conducts public awareness campaigns, and implements outreach programs.
In areas, and firstly and most importantly, to ensure that we have a knowledge base on the issue of child labour, and to ensure that we have been fortunate enough to be engaged in a second national survey that will provide us with current and reliable data. And that survey is being conducted by Statting, and it is being sponsored by the International Labour Organization through donor funding by the United States Department of Labour.
Mrs. Zimenez says the fieldwork for the survey has been completed and a first draft of the survey's results can be expected by early next year. She says the survey can provide an idea of the main areas of child labour in the country and the kind of work children are involved in.
Also, we continue to provide public education material to sensitize the public on what is child labour, what are the indicators. When you have identified that there is a child in a vulnerable situation, what is supposed to be your response? And that is not only for adults, also for children.
Though there is still much work to be done in the elimination of child labour, Jamaica's efforts are being recognized. The United States Department of Labor is reporting that Jamaica has made moderate advancements in its efforts to eliminate the worst forms of child labor. The 2015 U.S. report on child labor worldwide found that among the improvements made by Jamaica was the government's approval of the National Action Plan to combat human trafficking. In addition, the report says the Jamaican government's special multi-agency strategic development child protection program ran a center to assist victims of the worst forms of child labor. Despite the advancements, the U.S. Department of Labor says Jamaica still has much work to do. It notes that although the government has laws prohibiting the use of children in some illicit activities, it does not prohibit the use, procurement, and offering of children for drug trafficking and production. In addition, the report says programs to combat child labor are insufficient to adequately address the extent of the problem. Mrs. Zimenez says the recommendations of the report have been well received by the unit.
All things considered, I think it's a reasonable assessment. The report is now being presented in a more detailed way, and we are better able to identify where our strengths, where our weaknesses, and to improve. And that is why we cannot overemphasize the importance, the urgency of having the new Occupational Safety and Health Act, because it's going to contain the regulations that will address all of those issues.
The new Occupational Safety and Health Act is expected to outline the regulations and areas for which children are prohibited. It is expected to have two listings, one of the light work children can do, and the other of hazardous activities in which children should not participate. Mrs. Zimenez says one of the major push factors for child labour is poverty, as children become desperate for survival and seek any way to come by it. As such, they become involved in vulnerable situations, which can result in their exploitation and harm. Mrs. Zimenez continues to urge persons to look out for children who may be involved in hazardous work.
Child labour is a no-no. Children are supposed to be engaged in school. They are not supposed to be in any workplace below the ages of 13. They can be engaged in work 14 to 15, but absolutely, when you see them in any vulnerable situation, alert the authorities. Call the Office of the Children's Registry. If you cannot find the numbers for the Office of the Children's Registry, the police, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, they're always the first line of law enforcement. Bring it to the attention of somebody that the child can be assisted or the family can be assisted.
As of 2002, it was reported that there are 16,000 child laborers in the island.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.